Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Hologram Radio Show on Sunday, December the 4th. My name is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
That's my name, too.
I'm Ash Riot.
And together we're Hologram. And welcome to our show, the title of our show tonight. And this is a live show. For those of you who wish to call in, please do so. The title of our show is Hologram Revisited. We did a show back in June, on June 19th, called Hologram, The Backstory, where we were joined by Kevin Stewart Swain, who was a member of Hologram at the time, and he's no longer a member of Hologram. And we each gave you a little bit of a sense of who we were and what our purpose was in the band and what our, maybe even a little bit of our personal mission statements or beliefs or whatnot. But there's been a lot of change in the last 6 months, and so Ash and I decided that we're going to be doing another show just to let you know what's going on in our lives, what's going on with the band, and just share a little bit about our life and the reality of our living and our life. And if you hear little jingle jangles, that's little Travis.
That's our new dog.
That's the new studio Hologram mascot. His name is Travis, and Ash and I actually picked him out together, and this was on the end of August. We were I got an email from a woman who is in charge of the organization called Draft Doggers, and she said that she had just come back from California and had visited a number of high-kill shelters and picked up 10 dogs, and they're all Chihuahua. And we went to go see the dogs, and Travis is a Chihuahua, we believe, pug cross. He was the largest of the 10.
Little chubby boy.
He's a little chubby. He had been fostered for a while and was well-treated. And so he had a little bit of a chub, and he was cute and quiet, and we didn't even think that he could bark. So I made a decision that I was going to get Travis. My dear Anna, my Labrador Retriever, who I had for over 15 years from when she was 6 weeks, had died on August 11th. And I wasn't even thinking that I would get another dog. My intention originally was to foster a dog, but just felt that should go from fostering to adoption. So we have adopted. I adopted a little Travis.
He's still staring at you.
And now he has a whole big family. We'll tell you more about that as we go through the program. But we do welcome your calls. If you have any comments or any questions for us, please feel free.
Please call in today, because that would be so amazingly awesome. And I will give you that call-in number after.
The call-in number has actually changed. If you are currently on your computer, just have a look at the new number. And unfortunately, we don't have the new number here, but call into the new number that's on the website.
I'm sure our best friend, Dawn, will be typing it up on the screen for us soon.
That's the beauty of this, is we've got Dawn in Paradise, California, and he is kindly engineering our program for us. We are currently in Surrey, British Columbia, so we are in BC, and he's in California, and we're able to do this program together. And Don and his brother Doug have been fabulous, and we just want to give them a shout out because they've always been really supportive.
Nice.
And we've got lots of numbers that he's given to us. So the toll-free number in U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008.
Call in.
And we have a lot of different lines too, if you're local, but we'll just leave the toll free for now. And if you're wanting another number, then I don't know. Maybe
I gotta say something, everyone.
What do you gotta say?
If you were thinking of going to the bathroom or having a bath, don't do it. We're playing you a demo. A demo of a new song tonight. It's got a drum machine. It's not anything special. Well, it is.
It's a special song.
Yeah.
I think the point is that you get to actually hear what a demo is. And we're going to share our demo. We've been writing. We haven't stopped writing. And this is our latest song. We've got other ones that we're working on, too. But this is the last one we actually got down on, for a full demo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're excited about this new song and looking forward to recording it in the very near future. As to when and where?
Yeah, we're still figuring all that out, but we've definitely got some options.
Well, one of the things I said when I was talking about the show on our website, to just give a little bit of a blurb, I said, John Lennon quote is, life is what happens while you're busy making other plans, and that pretty much sums up what's been going on for us mm-hmm. this last 6 months and beyond. Actually, it's been quite a year, too. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to tell you a little bit about what's going on, as I said, in our lives, and also share our songs up until now. We've got 6 out on iTunes, and the last song, the most recent song, Sucker Number 93, was a song that I had written and was originally going to do as the Cheryl Catherine Smith Project, but we brought it in for the band, and now it's a band song. It's a hologram mm-hmm. song. So we're going to talk about 5 of our 6 releases. Actually, we're going to talk about 4 of the 6 releases, and then we're going to bring in our demo and talk about that a little bit
mm-hmm.
Later on in the program, because we're going to do it sequentially. We've decided we're going to put our songs from the first ones we wrote to the most recent ones in order. So before we start, though, I think, Ash, do you want to share a little bit what's going on, what's happened in the band, you can, from your perspective?
Yeah, sure. I mean, a lot of changes happened. Like, we kind of started out really excited from the beginning, Like, we both had solo careers, and then we decided to not even put those on hold, because, I guess in a way we did put them on hold, but not end them.
No, they weren't being ended.
No, they weren't being ended. Just put on hold, and then this became our main project just because it felt really led. Like it was not a maybe we should do this, pick it up later. It was like, no, do it now. Like there was like a prompting, and so we did, and it was kind of a Cheryl and I just wrote songs every week. We'd sometimes write 2 a day. Like, we just write and write and write and write and write. And we have over 20 songs, probably. More than that.
We have more than that.
We probably have over 30.
From that time. Because Ash and I were getting together once a week and having writing days.
Yeah.
And they were very prolific. And we were writing in the attic of my house. And in my home, there's an attic space, which is almost like a loft. And I created a stained glass window up there and made a really nice little space with almost kind of my version of an altar, just a sort of a spiritual altar, an homage to all things spiritual. And it felt really good to create in the attic. So we kind of had our own ritual. We'd go up in the attic, and Ash would sit on the low bed that I've got up there, and I would sit on the floor, and she would just, play guitar, and I'd be coming up with melodies, she'd be coming up with riffs and melodies, and we'd come up to with words, and it really flowed.
Mm-hmm.
So from the very beginning, it always felt very spirit-led and spirit-inspired, our collaboration, because there wasn't even any, there was no struggle writing together, was there?
Mm-mm. And I used to struggle with writing with people. Like, with Cheryl and I, it's both, we each were equally really putting in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, writing with people before, they would just kind of go, okay, that sucks, let's try this. And we haven't really had much of that with each other.
Well, I can't actually, honestly, I'm just thinking about it.
I don't think we have.
We've never had any, there's no criticism. I mean, maybe we might have changed, or what do you think of this? But it's never been,
mm-mm.
it's never been an uncomfortable experience at all. It's been... Mm-hmm. It's been really great. It's really flowed, and Ash is a great writing partner, and she's a fabulous writer. For those of you who know her, you know what a great writer is, because I would just encourage you all, if you haven't already, to get Ash's original CD. Thank you. That was, when did you record it?
2005.
Oh, 2005.
90.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking
that I'm older.
Yeah, I'm putting about 20 years on you. No, you recorded it 2005. It's called This Time I'll Forgive You, .. Again. And it's available on iTunes, CD Baby, and you sold thousands of copies.
Yeah, and but right now, like, the best place to buy it is probably iTunes, because just distribution, like, it's getting pretty thin now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to buy it, iTunes or CD Baby is probably the best place to do it.
Yeah, so as I said, I strongly recommend that you check out Ash's original CD, This Time I'll Forgive You Again, on iTunes, and just see what a magnificent writer
Thank
she is,
you.
Because every song on that CD is all you, right?
Yeah.
Nobody else.
And, well, there was other musicians playing on it.
No, but I mean in terms of writing.
Oh, yeah, all me.
As a writer.
Yeah, and, but I would also like to plug yours, because
I
seriously listen to her so often, and I remember when we first met, I was like, holy shit.
Oh, you said the S word.
I did, but Dawn still loves me. And, you know, I would listen to it, and I remember, like, just sitting in the car and just going, holy shit, I know this girl.
Oh, you're,
wow.
Thank you.
Seriously, you know how I felt. But it's really good, so I'd recommend checking hers out, just Cheryl Catherine Smith, and you know, two artists who come together and create this, and it was the spark of like, a total artistic connection that brought us together, because, you know, we were both really, like, looking for, I guess, each other in another person to be able to write with. Because I can honestly say, even though our styles are different, we work really well together. Like, it's, even though we're different people, we have this connection, like, this totally, I don't know, kindred soul artistic kind of thing.
Well, it even goes beyond that. We honestly believe that there's something there we've known each other for lifetimes.
Yeah. Seriously, it's weird. Yeah. It's like you wait for like a best friend that really knows you before they even meet you.
Yeah.
And here it is.
And it happens to a lot of people. Yeah. I know that. I've heard that before. Before we go on, I just want to also say that the Cheryl Catherine Smith solo album was also, Kevin Stewart Swain too was writing on that. So I don't want to take that away from him. We basically felt led to create this project, Hologram, and the title of the band was actually something we pondered as well as the logo, and things just kind of, you know,
they just kind of happened. It didn't have to do much pondering.
No, they just kind of happened. But then when we thought about it, Hologram, there's, you know, the holographic kind of reference there. There's the hollowness to Gram. There's even, like, somebody mentioned the drug reference, right? The Gram. Like a hologram. And I like that too, because for me and my experience with drugs and alcohol, it wasn't pretty hollow in terms of what it truly delivered and gave. So I like that. Somebody mentioned that to me. So
and then the cartoon reference, Gem and the Holograms.
Oh yes, Gem and the Holograms. And that was something that came up for us too. Gem and the So it's interesting how band names come and how you design a logo and you know, you sort of decide and start branding your band and branding who you are, so that people can understand what it is that you're trying to say with your music and as artists, right?
I remember the very first days, you know, of all of this and just being so excited. And the first time we wrote our first song, which Dawn is going to play in a couple minutes or seconds, had to go. It was our very first song, and I remember I was standing outside of a sushi restaurant talking to you on the phone. And we had kind of, I guess, collaborated on the...
Well, what you did is you sent me some lyrics.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And you said to finish them, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's what happened, is you sent the beginning of the lyrics, and then I finished
them. Yeah, and then you called me, and you're like... And it was so cute, because you were like, I don't know, I'm really nervous about showing you this. I really hope you like it. I'm really nervous about this.
Well, it's really tough, you know, when someone sends you their own work and they want you to add to it, you really want, because to me, it's your baby.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to, you know, coddle your baby and show it respect.
Bottom line, it was fabulous. And I loved what she did. And this is Had to Go. It's our very first song that we have ever written together. And this is a very, very hard guitar riff to play. And her voice sounds awesome.
da-dum, 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 da-da-da, da-dum, 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 da-da-da. I am blind for you inside. A million days before the blushing bride, I wait the end of an endless night and watch you sleep with pallor in my eyes. Seamless time will not prevail. All I am and all that's failed. Without within, I am a dead. I peer through windows as you end. Gentle lady, summer breeze, your white shadow is what I see. I come to you and wish you'd know this visage veil of what had to go. You held my heart within your box. You did prevail, sly as a fox. Enamored well, couldn't let you be. I felt your cells deep inside of me. But as I am, sweet cooing dove, I whisper soft, sweet something's near. My bits of love tangle in your hair. My bits of love tangle in your hair. My bits of love tangle in your hair. Of love tangled in your hair. Had to go, just had to go. All I became simply had to go. You won't let go. All I know, all I knew was that I had to go.
That was Had to Go by Hologram, written by Hologram. That song, I want to say we're kind of going in steps here because there has been a lot of transition since the band started. And the band started basically we started talking about the band in August of, what, 2010? Is that correct?
Let's see. When did I meet you? May?
Yeah.
It would have been June.
We started really talking about, I think, about August or starting writing. We started writing in August,
but we kind of...
We're talking about it. Yeah. And that was the first song. That was the song that we collaborated. That was the very beginning of all of it. And that's Ash on guitar. And Kevin Stewart Swain was the gentleman who recorded that for us. And it was his idea that we do it acoustically. We were thinking about doing it with a lot of... full band, bass, drums, heavy drums and whatnot, but he thought that it was such a song that it just needed to be acoustically heard, and I agree. Now, listening to it, again, it's got a lot of presence, and so Kevin Stewart Swain was at that time not only helping us by recording and engineering and helping a bit collaborating with production with both of us, but he was also in the band, and he was playing bass and a very talented man, and also my former husband. Kevin and I have since ended our relationship, ended our marriage, and it's affected the music, but not in a bad way. It's just that, life
just change
is about change. So Kevin was in the band, and he's no longer in the band, and we are really grateful because we worked with Kevin. We're still friends and talking and whatnot. There's no animosity there, and we appreciate his contributions, because as I said, he's a great talent and a good songwriter in his own right, so that's part of the change, is that Kevin was in the band, and it was, Kevin and I collaborated for many, many years as a married couple, and even the show Catherine Smith Project was us as a married couple, and now we're not a married couple, and so that's a big change. And, it's different, but it's also about allowing every person to go their path. Kevin is working musically with other acts, and he's got his place, too. I know that he'll have his place because he is so talented. And I just wish him the best. And we both wish him the best, right? But that is something that has changed, and we've moved on. And then we had Kirsten Hartwig.
Valentik Hartwig.
Valentik Hartwig. Sorry, Kirsten, I forgot your middle last name. Kirsten's a fabulous young woman, beautiful, talented, really talented, great singer, great player.
Yeah, so good.
And Kirsten came on board after Kevin left the band as our bass player. And unfortunately, Kirsten didn't last very long, not because we didn't think she's fantastic and we all, really wanted it, including her, but because she's still in school. She's finishing out. She's that young. She's finishing up grade 12, right?
Yeah.
And she has aspirations to get into a good college, and there's no way that you can, do the band and get straight A's and concentrate on getting into university. It's a tough call. And it was hard for her. It was hard for her to...
Earl Grimes, her favorite band.
I know.
And it's so sweet. Like, I taught her music for I guess 6 years already, and I'm still producing and co-writing with her for just her own stuff. But yeah, she's so good.
Yeah, she's great, and she's fabulous, and she's got a great future ahead of her. And so, you never know what the future holds, but we do also want her to have the best life that she can have, and that's part of it is education, and she's got to focus on that. We have a caller. On line 3, we have Carrie from Texas. Hello, Carrie.
Hey.
How are you doing, Carrie?
How are you?
We're good.
I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right? That's great.
Well, I just thought I should give you a heads up that I'm tired of Texas. So I'm grabbing a passport, and, sometime in the next year, you might have a homeless American sleeping on your couch.
Why are you tired of Texas?
Because it's Texas. If you don't live in Austin, there's no need to be here. Republicans, guns, and Christians. Oh, my. Yeah, you don't belong here.
So you just don't feel that
horrible. It's like walking on the face of the sun 90% of the year.
Wow.
Where do you live in Texas again?
Houston.
Yeah, you're in Houston. Oh, so that rhymes with Austin.
Yeah, so and yeah, well, we get the heat, the humidity, and just for fun, they like to throw in a hurricane or two every now and then. No.
So is Jax thinking of coming to Vancouver?
No. She has a job.
She has a job.
Oh.
She can't leave. She just can't leave her job. I wanted to ask you about, so we're talking about change in our life, and is there anything you wanted to share with regards to change in your life, you know, Carrie, with everything you've been going through and how you're
dealing and coping,
yeah.
Well, everything's changing all at the same time, and I don't deal well with change, like, at all. If I could, I would eat the same thing every day. I'm a very structured individual. So with everything changing all at once, I'm coping the best I can. But, you know, I'm dealing with some old demons. And I'm trying to deal with this chronic pain issue because I refuse to be on painkillers for the rest of my life. And I'm getting there.
That's good.
I feel stronger now than I felt 6 months ago, even though I'm a little bit, like, today in the last week or so, I've been a little bit sicker. But I definitely feel stronger than I did 6 months ago.
So you're dealing with health issues. You're dealing with not loving
yeah.
living. But you love,
yeah.
you have a wonderful relationship. That's a bonus and a plus,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. I mean, I have someone that no matter how bad I am, no matter when I break out old demons that I need to deal with, I have someone who will sit there and say, that's not you. This is you now. You're kind. You're giving. You're talented. That's not you. That person before is not you.
Well, that's perfect because...
Having that in my life, it means everything.
It's perfect in that she's helping you to, she's pulling you into your moment, Carrie, and this is what we're talking about even with tonight's show is that change. I went to a funeral today, and it was at a Buddhist temple.
Oh,
it was an absolutely beautiful, beautiful service, and the reverend, the Buddhist reverend, said that change is inevitable and impermanence is the state of being. And I love that because I think the most important thing that any of us can learn and to live here on this earth in this physical body, whether we are, you know, having experiences with pain or not, we're still in the physical body. We have to deal with the physical body that we have, is that we stay in our moments and that oftentimes we can get caught up in the past and a lot of comparisons and, you know, things were better when or could be better in the future. And even when you're going through what you're going through, if you can stay in your moment and remember that you're alive and just sort of embrace that and remember the love that you have and you have that support. And I just think, I don't know, I think life is really precious and it's not to negate your chronic pain. I haven't had an issue with chronic pain. I've had an issue of chronic despair, but that's no longer thank God. Yes. But just to always just hold firm in whatever and wherever we are is exactly the right place to be. And it's hard to remember that.
I think I found as I've gotten older and I've watched my friends, I find that it's those of us who had a more discombobulated and hectic childhood, as we grow older, a lot of us can't cope with change, which means either we gravitate as adults toward that really destructive thing we're used to, or we find something safe and secure but nothing can change about that safe and secure thing.
But the thing
because
about
now we found it and we're holding on to it.
The thing about safety and security, though, is it's an illusion. Because even in a marriage, I mean, I've had quite a year. I've had a lot of things happen in my life. I've had a marriage end, and even in a marriage, you're thinking that's safe and that's secure. But that's, you know, our safety and our security has to come from within. We can't rely on anything or anyone in that way. I'm not saying that we have to be totally autonomous because we need to stay connected. But in terms of our own safety and security,
to use without cursing real quick, my grandmother's favorite saying is that you have two things in this world, your family and your word. So don't leap up the first one because your family will let you down. And I've always believed that my word is everything I ever had. I like having Jackie here. She is the thing that makes me smile no matter what. She's this happy little elf while I am completely like the world sucks and everything's horrible, and she's there to even that out. But I know that if it ends, we'll still be friends, and I'm okay with that. I don't...
Well, that's what it's really about, that. It's about, you know, being able to be yourself. And even if it's good or bad in your eyes, somebody who can take that bad and turn it back to light.
Well, that's the great thing about not only marriage partners, but also friends. I mean, good friends and good family. And I'm with you too, Carrie. I truly believe that our word is really, I would say the word sacred in a sense, because I think a lot of us have lost sight of that. We think we just kind of can say anything, and we don't really recognize the importance of our words and how important it is that we say what we mean and mean what we say and follow through and be honorable with our word. I think it's imperative that we all remember that, but so many of us have just think that we can, our word means nothing. We've lost that kind of direct connection with the power of the word.
Well, and that's why I am truly in awe of artists who say, here's my life, and they put it out there for everybody. You guys are incredibly brave.
Thank you.
I couldn't do it. I'd be like, you know what, this is mine, and you don't get to have it. You know, taking my toys and going home.
But speaking of bravery,
you're incredibly brave in the way that you speak.
Well, thank you.
It is appreciated.
Thank you, Carrie, and we appreciate your bravery in sharing what you did.
Yeah, you've shared a lot on the show.
And so we're really grateful for your bravery. I mean, it's almost as if we give each other permission to do this. You know, if one person steps out and stands up for something, then another person feels, oh, I guess I can do that too, if that's their prompting, right? I think it's important for each of us to sort of serve our highest selves so that other people can serve their highest selves.
I don't know, I've been watching 30 Rock, and I know it's weird, but there was a statement on the show that someone made, and they said, you know, why is it two people can't just meet and say, look, here's all my weird crap, but you give me yours, and then we can move on from there? I would love that idea. If someone, a friend I just met, you know, we're getting to be friends, and they're just like, okay, look, here's all my weird stuff. I'd be like, that's amazing. Here's all my weird stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that takes great courage
to stand up.
Yeah, you know, most people are, you know, we're all on our best behavior at the beginning, and then the closer we get to somebody, then all the warts and all there start showing. But
I don't have any weird stuff, so I don't know.
You're just perfect.
I'm joking.
Yeah, that's right. And the sun doesn't shine, and there is no moon.
Well, actually, we are all just perfect. I mean, if we kind of change what perfect is, I think perfection is being authentic, and perfection is being honest and being in your emotions and your moments. And if you're sad and you're bummed out, be sad and bummed out. If you're happy, be joyful. You know, if you're angry, express it.
No. Some people need to change some stuff. Maybe I'm cynical, but there are some people who need to change stuff. And if you tell me honestly that you haven't met someone where you're like, that is messed up, then you have not met enough people.
Oh, we're just talking about, like, the higher scope of it all. I mean, there is an enlightened and higher self of everybody, but of course there's some real...
I'm not talking about being overindulgent. I mean, I can't stand overindulgence. If someone's being too much of a victim, can't stand it. I will call it out. If someone's being overindulgent with their anger and causing too much harm, I will call that out. This is different. I mean, if someone...
I don't like it when girls cry.
You don't like it when girls cry?
No, I don't. I think too many women use crying as a cop-out. When you're mad and you're in an argument and they start to cry, no, that's cheating. Because that's I can cheating. No longer say anything at that point. There's nothing that I can say because that's you're crying. And now I'm automatically the butthole, you know, because...
Because you made someone cry and you didn't cry, right? So the person who doesn't cry is the butthole. I've been that person. I am the person who doesn't normally cry. I do cry. I'm not afraid to cry, but there's a lot of times where I don't. And it can look, you know what happens, Carrie, is it looks as if the person who doesn't cry is the one who's really strong, and the person who's crying is the weak one. And so you're supposed to be coddling the weak one and forgetting about the strong one, but that's not true.
It's
the
bullshit.
Strong one also needs to be...
If I get in an argument with Jackie and I tell my mom, she says, "What did you do?" I came out of this woman.
Well,
she truly believes that any relationship I'm in, if something happens, I screwed it up.
Well, you know that's not the truth. And Carrie, we're so grateful that we got to talk to you. We've got to get to our other songs. So we're going to have to say goodbye. But just keep in touch and let us know what's going on with you. And we send you our love. And
it's nice to talk to you.
It's wonderful to hear from you. And you're always so funny. I love your humor.
Well, just say hi to Jackie. She's listening.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi,
we
Jackie,
love you.
We love you.
All right. Bye, ladies. We'll talk to you soon. Stay in touch, okay? Bye, Carrie.
Bye.
Bye. That's great.
That's so cute.
I'm a butthole because I don't cry. I understand that.
I've always felt that way because I've never, ever, ever cried at a funeral. And so... I feel really, really bad about that sometimes. Everyone's like, "What's wrong with you?" I don't know.
I cried today at the funeral, and I cried because I was touched by the beauty of everyone expressing how they felt. That's what made me cry. Mm-hmm. I love the woman who died. I loved her and I love her still. And I don't believe in death. I believe there is no death, and so I'm not too... It's about a transition, and you can, you know, think I'm crazy or whatever. It's a transition.
I don't think you're crazy.
I know you don't.
You're my best friend.
Because you're on the same page as I am. Yeah. But so I see death in a different way. I don't see it as an ending, like a permanent ending. But I also recognize the pain that others go through when they're letting go.
Grandpa.
Yeah, and Ash's grandfather died 2 days ago.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of death. I mean, Anna died, and then Sue has died, and your grandfather died, and there's someone else too. It's slipping my mind. I'm a bit I'm in a little bit of a zone, but there's been death and loss and letting go and endings and just seeing that. I like that, you know, with every ending, it's a new beginning. So we're going to actually go to our most recent song.
The demo.
Because this song was written as a result of the endings. I think you'll understand when you hear it. This song is called "This Is Why." Please keep in mind, it is a demo. It's
demo, total drum machine.
Drum machine.
Just
everything.
Sitting in a bedroom. But we wanted to show you this because
you see that we're still working, we're still writing, and this is what we're doing. So this is why. This is why?
This is why is a song
that we'd like to play. That we'd like to play now.
I love radio. Don is so cute. I love him.
All right, so
I'm sorry, ladies. I hate to break in there to you and your crowd. I'm trying to find This Is Why. Did I miss that? Oh no.
I sent the email.
There it is. It's just named slightly differently. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm new here.
I didn't even expect to hear him, and then all of a sudden, oh, there he is.
Well, here comes This Is Why.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
There's been a lot of water under the bridge. We've seen a lot of foolish acts of courage. It's over and over we've rediscovered need to step back, to move forward.
I think we have a little boo-boo here, ladies and gentlemen. However, I think it might be because the file, it didn't come through. As soon as it started to play it, it just skipped over to the next program or song, and then I tried to play it again. It did it again. So I apologize. I might have gimped it on download.
That is okay, everybody. Yeah. You might have to wait for the song. Everyone's like not having a bath and waiting. Like, damn it, I could have bathed.
Yeah, I could have bathed. I could have slept. I was waiting for the new hologram song. What the heck?
I think this gives everyone.
I'm sorry. I'm actually going to go to try to download it again, but I'll wait for another song suggestion. But in the meantime, I will try to go figure out what happened.
Well, you know what? Let's do the fusion now. That's the second song that we wrote. How does that sound?
Absolutely. Sounds excellent to me.
All right, everyone.
I think you're going to be on the show always. You're great.
Yeah, we've got to get you in here to do it now.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Here comes the fusion.
Thanks, Don.
Universe encompasses me beneath the stars above the sea. Enthralled on Earth watching you, knowing I have a part in this too. Faithlessly watching, wait for dim eyes, severing my old earthly disguise. Enthralled on Earth watching you, knowing we have a part in this too. This is a world of illusion, so I honor all delusion. Be not bound with exclusion, bring all love in for the fusion. Watch the wind blow power out, stronger than what we were about. And to me, the forgotten thieves press upon these autumn leaves. Angelic hosts be known to us, falling faster than we trust. Watch the circles born of light, speaking while we're all up all night. In a world of illusion, it serves us, yet we must come back to love. The love revolution is within each and every one of us. A knowing, a higher understanding. We all embrace it. All we have to do is accept has sailed through. The glass of feathers ruffled true. Life as I know is gone by again. I call to you, my feathered friend, and ask forgiveness, good light and love. These things do not come from up above, but from within and all around. The world is made of me, it's ground. Joy no longer divided. We all are one sided. So come on, baby, write it. And in it, we're united. We are united. Joy no longer divided. My tattered sins from the beginning and back again. Help me not to see the end, for it does not exist, my bitter friend. Release the hounds and horses' screams. Let the sound of shivers breathe. Crying gone and love for sale. I am a knight of Castle's Bay. Join no never closed. Souls and hearts ever exposed. Grind me madder, set me free. Doubtful cleanse and let me be. Sponsor.
Three songs, The Fusion, Joy No Longer Divided, and Spun Sun in a row, and then come back and say a quick thank you for listening. And before we go on to the next song, to sum up the last three songs, it's very much just about just our unity and coming together and actually realizing that it's not, to quote Cheryl, it's not about the I, it's about the we. And to me, that's what those songs are about as well. It's about, you know, even like about death. Like, I think my favorite line of Spun Sun is "Death doors open, never close." And I, to me, that's also what Joy No Longer Divided is about in a way, because it's, you know, we are not divided. We are we. We are not I all the time. And The Fusion, too, it's just about the love revolution and all of that. You know, that love revolution encompasses all those ideals.
That's right. It's about the unity, and that's what we write about. I was saying to Ash, we don't write about, you know, I'm sad because so-and-so left me. We write about our views on the planet, our views about love, our views about unity and collectiveness and just each of our responsibility to each other. That's what we write about. And so we're going to end our show with our demo, because Sweet Dawn has found the demo, and it's all cool. It's all good. And we want to say thank you for listening to our show. This is going to be our outro, the demo. This is why, you know, put your hearts and your heads together, and because we're just basically, our next step as a band is finding who we're going to be recording with, and that's our next, that's the void. That's what we don't know. But we have faith. We have trust. Everything will be exactly as it needs to be. And so we ask for your support, your continued support in your prayerful thoughts. So
maybe we'll play some more demos.
Yeah, let you know what we're working on. So we continue to be writing and we actually feel really great. It still continues to be prolific. So we send you our blessings and our love, and we encourage you to continue kissing trees. And we leave you with a demo. A hologram demo of This Is Why. Good night, everybody.
Remember the dark deeds of green. When I've so much looking back, that fact your ego won't even let me have. There is no light, oh baby, you never were mine. Chance. I say this is why, this is chest, and I'll say this is why.